Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from September 9th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq. Dorsey Wright. Yesterday's action mostly positive for the indices we follow on the video here. We saw international equities lead the way to the upside with the FA up right at 1%. Most U.S. equity indexes were in positive territory, one exception being the S&P equaled just down 4 basis points there. U.S. dollar down 32 basis points. When we look at charts this morning, not a whole lot of change. We still see EFA sitting in a column of X's there at 93 after giving a third consecutive buy signal in the latter part of August there, with support there in the mid-80s at 86, 87, even prior resistance there becoming new support at 85. Then looking at gold, we saw its chart continue higher intraday, rallying up to the mid-3600 range there at 3640 after giving a third consecutive buy signal to kick off the week this week. And then looking at the, or finish up last week, pardon me. Then looking at the S&P 500, we actually still see it fairly unchanged at the moment. We did see some indices reverse down in the latter part of August. It's maintained that current column of X is there at 6,500, support at 6,250. As far as indicator action, not many major indicator changes that we saw, even on shorter term ones. We did at least want to revisit the distribution curve for the NASDAQ, which you write. 40 sectors here, 40 groups, if you've heard us refer to it as that. And over the past week, we've at least, well, since Tuesday's close with the holiday last Monday, we've seen semis reverse down. We've also seen machinery and tools, but we've seen reversals back into X's out of precious metals, savings and loan, actually following yesterday's action. Along with electronics, we also saw the internet step group there as well, and steel reverse back into a column of X's. On average, saw it at least slightly uptick week over week, just under 1%, still sitting below that 50% mark, but average reading of 49.67 for the NASDAQ. Dorsey Wright, 40 subgroups or industry groups. Then looking on to individual names, we see Apple's annual event is today, with the expectation being the announcement of the iPhone 17. We've seen Apple, after giving a third consecutive buy signal in August, their rally up to 240 here, coming up near some resistance here in that $240 range, with prior rally marks at 244 and 248 from earlier this year. All-time chart high sitting there at 260 from December of last year. At the moment, to move up to test that resistance would bring it to near the top of the trading band in an overbought position. So we kind of put in an interesting point, interesting inflection point. So we'll keep an eye on that. And then from there, support at 204 could they even look some of the sort of this prior resistance here around that 222 teens range, middle of the trading band, as well as sort of an initial level of support also with long-term support there in the 190s for the long-term holders. Now looking at Oracle, which reports after close today, earnings after close, ORCL is a 5 for 5 currently, returned to a sell signal in the latter part of August there, with last Friday's action reversed into X's, yesterday's action bringing it back towards the middle of the trading band there. From here, it takes a move above technically 260 at the moment to return it to a buy signal, but that would also match the all-time chart high there at 260 as well. An initial support now at 220 with additional at 204, even around that prior resistance in the sort of upper 190s, $200 range could be looked at as support as well. But that'll wrap us up for today. Day. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their day.